Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor from Glasshouse Country and Mulaney News and the Sentinel again for another week. Up at Glasshouse, one of the big stories last week was the discovery of 14 garbage-sized bags of Australia Post mail that had been found dumped 40 kilometres away from their intended recipients on the Sunshine Coast hinterland. We contacted Australia Post, who said, confirmed the discovery and said it was quite a serious issue and that they've got police to investigate that matter. Luckily, we understand that all that mail, all those letters have now being returned to their intended recipients. So there is good news there, but still more to come on how and why that happened in the first place. Another big story is the Glasshouse Mountains quarry owners Hanson have taken the Sunshine Coast Council to court now over the long-running saga with their proposal to double rock extraction at their quarry to 1.2 million tonnes. There's a lot of community concern about what that means, but the real issue is that it's dragged on for 2 years with council now, and Hanson have basically gone, well, we count that as a refusal, so we're going to court. So more to come. It's going to drag on for months, if not years, and we'll keep you covered on the latest with that. In other news, we've spoken to Speak Up Now. They're a domestic violence group who've welcomed Queensland's sweeping new family violence laws, but warned that they risk leaving some victims unprotected if stronger safeguards are not introduced. These laws were introduced a couple of weeks ago, and we have spoken to Speak Up Now about their concerns around that, so keep an eye out for that. Plenty of sport through across the weekend as well. BYU Bulldogs under-19s are through to the grand final, but more importantly for Sentinel readers, they have good news in that Woodford's through to the grand final, their reserve grade, and A-graders. And it's the first time Wooden Spooners last year to the grand final this weekend. So we're going to be there taking plenty of photos. There'll also be plenty of coverage in this week's Sentinel as well. Other things happening this weekend, probably not quite as exciting, but maybe for some, is the Somerset by-election. You have to have, it's a postal election, so you have to have sent your mail in by this Saturday, and then we'll have a winner announced soon after. It is a four-way race, and we'll have in this week's edition their final pitch on who you might want to vote for come this weekend as well. Somerset Regional Council is set to gain a stronger voice amongst the state government thanks to a renewed agreement designed to make the Queensland government's partnership with country councils stronger. It's good news there. And we've also got spotlight on Caboolture. Probably not a great story for Caboolturites, but the suburb has been named one of Queensland's top five scam hotspots with new data revealing the suburbs and regions hardest hit by scammers over the past year. So have a read of that and maybe pick up some tips on how to avoid being scammed, which I think we all need given how ubiquitous it is in our lives. This is Mitch on 101.5. We'll be back again next week. See you later.